You might have noticed that things are a little more expensive in the shops recently. The cost of many goods and services is going up, and that rising inflation is putting pressure on central banks to put up interest rates. The US Federal Reserve could lift rates four times this year, and the big question is whether Australia's Reserve Bank can hold its nerve and keep rates near zero in the face of rising inflation here. We'll get a better idea tomorrow when the latest official inflation numbers are released. But for his analysis, I'm joined by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, this morning. Peter, lovely to be joined by you. This time last year, there were concerns that inflation was running too slow and that the 2 to 3% target band might need to be lowered. But that's all changed. Why?
Oh, well, good morning, PK. Yeah, how quickly times change. But we now have literally trillions of dollars of economic stimulus from central banks and governments flooding the global economy. And now, as a result of the pandemic, as we know, workers are getting sick, unable to work, borders are closed, supply chains strangled, demand is basically outstripping supply. And we've seen that with things like rapid antigen tests, empty supermarket shelves, plenty of food, but COVID restrictions stopping supply. As a result, inflation in the United States is now running at 7%, the fastest pace in 40 years. We'll get an update here tomorrow when the Bureau of Statistics releases consumer inflation, or the CPI, for the final 3 months of last year. This, of course, is backwards looking, doesn't take into account the impact of Omicron, but it will highlight supply constraints. Economists see inflation rising by 1% in the quarter, 3.2% over the year, and that's well above the RBA's 2 to 3% target zone. And one of the big components we've all noticed is surging petrol prices, up a whopping 7% in the quarter, and also building costs have really risen as a result of a shortage of materials.
The governor of the Reserve Bank, Philip Lowe, has said repeatedly that the cash rate will be on hold until 2024. But could rising inflation force him to break his promise?
Well, Patricia, the Reserve Bank is continuing to defy market expectations that rates will need to rise this year. But economists at AMP have brought forward their bets for the first rate rise from November this year to August, after that surprising strong jobs result for December that took the jobless rate down to 4.2%. That's well below what the RBA was betting. Also, signs that wages might recover much faster than expected. The Commonwealth Bank is sticking with November for the first rates rise, but there are signs that the massive quantitative easing program that the RBA has been undertaking over the last few years could be ending, perhaps as early as next month. The CBA's head of Australian Economics, Gareth Aird, told me the Reserve Bank, though, will still be moving very cautiously, even if America's central bank moves sooner and faster than expected.
I think they'll hold out for a while. They've been on the record as saying that they don't think they'll be raising interest rates until late 2023 or early 2024. And I think they'll be dropping that narrative. But the inflation read that we get on Tuesday is going to be incredibly important. I think it's still premature to think about increases to the cash rate. I mean, the Reserve Bank wants to see wages growth come through and to get up around 3%. And we're still some way away from that at the moment. We're not there yet.
It wasn't that long ago that some economic pundits were talking about even changing the Reserve Bank's 2 to 3% target band to reflect stubbornly low inflation. Things change pretty quickly, don't they?
Look, they do, and we've had a very significant shock to the economy. It was a negative shock, but it resulted in an incredible amount of stimulus being put into the economy, and that's generating high inflation outcomes. It's generated a very tight labour market, and in a funny twist of fate, we've ended up with a much lower unemployment rate. But I do think the Reserve Bank will just they'll be optimistic, but they'll also just harbour some concerns, I think, around what's going on in the economy right now. Given the Omicron variant, it's going to end up resulting in a weaker March quarter from a growth perspective. So even though those inflation pressures will be there, there's also quite a bit of disruption going on in the economy right now because of the surge in COVID cases.
And that's Gareth Aird, head of Australian Economics at the Commonwealth Bank. And just briefly, Wall Street took a pretty big battering at the weekend on those fears about inflation. We're going to be seeing that impact here today. The Australian share market set to open 0.7% lower later on this morning. And Patricia, the Australian dollar's weaker this morning at 71.7 US cents.
Thanks, Peter. And I look forward to our conversations throughout the year. Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent.